Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IB Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IB Cool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf. Welcome to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to my guest, Bobby Barnes, interim general manager, Innisbrook Resort in Palm Harbor, Florida, also the resort manager. So, Bobby, you're holding down two jobs right now. How's it all going?
It's going well. There's no better place that I would rather do it than here. Obviously, Innisbrook is near and dear to my heart. I've been here since 2009, so... the members, the guests, the team here is like family. So what else would I do with my time, right?
Exactly. I know. Every time I go there, I see you through the years, which is so much fun. And you have held practically every job one can have in the golf industry. In addition to being a Class A PGA member, head golf professional, director of golf, you've had management positions in food and beverage, retail, resort manager, now interim general manager, you name it, you have done it in golf.
Yeah, I'm a hospitality geek, right? I started my career at Disney and worked there with the Mouse for 13 years. That's where I did my PGA apprenticeship. So that was a great place to learn and grow. We had a PGA tournament there at that time. It was the Funai Classic. I think it was the Oldsmobile Scramble for a long time. But love Palm Harbor. I've been over here now with this is where my wife and I have grown our family up. We have three girls. And we kind of consider ourselves locals in the Palm Harbor area. So, I love golf and love the hospitality. So it's been a good fit here with me in Innisbrook.
Take us through the history from the beginning, Bobby. How did you first get started in the golf business?
Wow, that's a great question. So in high school, I was big into football and basketball growing up in Nebraska. And one summer day, I was making phone calls to get a pickup game of basketball going. And I liked to call my friend because he had an older brother. It was like a 2-for-1 call. And they said, no, we're not going to play basketball today, but we're going to go golfing. You should come with us. And I was like, golf? Why would anybody do that? And he said, well, we're going to rent a golf cart and we're going to go out and play. So I was like, okay, I'll go do it. And I hit my first shot and I think it probably sliced about 150 yards right. And so I said, give me another one. And that one went about 70 yards right. And the next day, my mom bought me a set of clubs and we got a membership at the golf course. And all summer, I just taught myself how to golf. I would play basketball and lift weights in the morning and play golf in the afternoon. So that's where it started for me. And then had a pretty good high school career and then came down and started working at Disney and decided to go pro. So that's my story.
Well, you went to University of Central Florida, right? UCF?
I did, but I got my Class A first, so I wasn't eligible to play college golf. So I actually did it in reverse order.
And what did you study at UCF?
I was hospitality management major.
Okay, and they have a good program there.
They do. It was, it's not kind of how I drew it up because I'd always kind of visioned myself playing college sports coming out of high school. But the way it worked out and working at Disney and just, again, I mean, literally when I started working at Disney, I'd only been playing for a couple of years. So that was kind of my goal to go down there and see how good I could get and be around good players. And it worked out well that I was able to get my game up. And at that time, I decided to pass my PAT and become a PGA guy. But I'd always known I was going to go back to school because that was one thing that I'd promised my family. And so I did. I did it in reverse order. And working at Disney was great because we were always taking classes and obviously great experience there. So, between working at Disney, then doing the PGA, which is a lot of hospitality, it's golf, it's teaching, it's the business as well, but it's a lot of hospitality. And then going to school at UCF for hospitality, It was just 10 consecutive years of working and experience, and it really did help me to get where I am right now at Innisbrook. So wasn't really what I would dreamed up and planned, but that's the way it worked out, and kind of glad it did.
So you went right from Nebraska to Walt Disney Company?
I did. Yep, 1994 is when I started.
And you spent 13 years at the Walt Disney Company before moving to Innsbruck. What did those years at Disney teach you the most, do you think?
Well, I think the customer service piece is second to none. I mean, it really is. I was going to a corny line, the happiest place on earth. But for me, I worked 10 years in golf, and then, as you mentioned, those last 3 years while I was finishing up my degree at UCF, that's when I kind of dabbled, and I was a retail manager and a food and beverage manager, and that was all strategic because my long-term goal was to be a GM at a PGA recognized facility, and everybody always told me, it'd be helpful to have that food and beverage experience, and then the retail and the golf shop just went hand in hand. My first job as a head pro at Metro West, I was in charge of buying. And I remember the buyer came to me the first day and he's like, "Wow, they're giving you the keys to do this. And you've been out of golf for a couple of years." So, but again, it worked out really well. It's a great industry. I mean, the hospitality industry, working at Disney, like you asked me, I mean, it really does give you that customer service piece that I still talk about to this day.
That's great experience for sure. And then I read where in 2020 you left Innisbrook to become GM at what, Esplanade in Lakewood Ranch?
Yep, Esplanade at Lakewood Ranch. So, yeah, 2020 was a crazy time, right? The resort shut down. We were all furloughed, so it was nothing bad. It was just the unknown of what was going to happen in the future. And so I put some feelers out, and that ended up being a really good experience too. I went over there, my family and I moved over there. I was the GM there for a little over a year, and the opportunity to come back and be the resort manager presented itself, and I couldn't turn it down. So,
So you came back to Innsbruck.
came back home. Yep.
Just overall, since you've had so many different positions through the years in the golf industry, what do you think are the biggest issues facing the golf resort industry these days, would you say?
Well, that's a good question. I think, on the conversation of COVID, right? Like, as terrible as COVID was, as scary of a time as it was, ironically, it was a really good thing for golf because, when we talk about March of 2020, if you remember, when TPC was playing, they played that first round. And then the next day on that Friday, they were going to go without spectators because COVID was making its way around. And then they ended up canceling that tournament. Well, we were the very next week. So our golf course was ready to host that PGA tournament in March of 2020 when, basically everything shut down. So, I always say that you couldn't walk to the beach during COVID times, but you could go play golf with the social distancing and things of that nature. So, once vaccines were created and everybody felt better to travel, golf really had a big boom and at the end of 20, 21, 22. So that was nice. A lot of clubs, reinvested in there. So I think at that time, I think golf was, we hadn't seen that kind of boom since, when Tiger came on the scene. So, but now as we're 2 years, past that time in 2025, what are some of the challenges? I think golf is there, from a resort standpoint, because of that boom, there's a lot of people that are members at private clubs now. So I really just kind of look at it as a positive because more people started playing. But if there is some challenges to resort golf, I mean, there is a lot of places, there's a lot of choices to pick from. A lot of these private clubs now are really nice. So does that make people not travel as much? Little bit of a hangover, I guess, after the COVID boom. I know a lot of people were saying with the economic times and interest rates and the housing market, and then there was the election year. I mean, there was uneasiness in the world. Those are some of the things that you read about. But I will tell you that I think golf is as strong as it's been in a long time. Obviously, there's some things going on with the PGA and LIV and things of that nature, but I still think it's probably as popular as it's been again since Tiger came on the scene in the late 90s.
Certainly, with the number of people playing, including men, so many more women and junior golfers now. It's just it's extraordinary how popular this game is
It is.
in terms of the players on, from the amateur standpoint. And but you're saying the number of choices golfers have has grown tremendously, and more and more golfers have joined private courses, even though a lot of these private courses now are maxed out. Because during the
Yeah.
pandemic, everybody kind of, moved out of the big cities, went to places where they could play golf. And but so how does one stay ahead of all the competition out there in terms of the number of choices golfers have when it comes to resort properties?
Yeah, I think you definitely have to reinvest in those properties and have the latest and greatest things, whether that's TrackMan on the driving ranges. I know, we were talking offline about some of the great things that are going on at PGA National and we're really trying to up our service too. I think it always comes down to that service piece, right? You got to make people feel special and welcomed and so I think that's how you do it. You reinvest in your property, you reinvest in your people, you make sure that you're giving people the best possible experience they can, because like we said, there are a lot of choices out there. And if you go to a place, and golf is not inexpensive these days. I mean, some of these really nice places that you're going to pay top dollar, so you should have that great experience. So I think these are the ways that that you do it. And we're obviously very fortunate here at Innsbruck to be to host a PGA Tour event and to be able to come play where the pros play. I think that's a great differentiator, but not all resorts have that. And we couldn't be more excited that speaking of the Valspar Championship, Innsbruck Copperhead, that we have Valspar has signed on for an extension of 5 more years. So they're already our longest title sponsor here. They came on board in 2013 and now they've signed 5 more years, so they'll be here through 2030. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, I saw that. And of course, Innsbruck with the Copperhead course, they have the Island course, the North course, and the South course. And boy, Copperhead is extraordinary. We had the opportunity to play it a couple of weeks ago. The rough is brutal. You do not want to be in the rough, but the greens were in perfect shape. And this was weeks before the Valspar Championship, quickly approaching March 20th to the 23rd. But it seems to me that Copperhead is in prime shape year round.
Yeah, I said at Media Day that, I know this is a phrase that gets probably overused when you say, oh, the course is in the best shape it's ever been, but it really is. I mean, it's right up there. I don't know how it could be, any better. And the weather has really cooperated. I think it's going to show extremely well on TV. And like you said, yes, that rough is penalizing. I'm getting comments from our guests and our members every day about it, but that makes it fun, right? You gotta keep it in the fairway. There's a premium to stay in the fairway. There's a premium to not be in this thick rough. But no, the course is in great shape. And another thing I said at Media Day was, I really take my hat off. It's a great partnership that we have with the PGA Tour. Our grounds crew has done an amazing job getting the course ready. We had back-to-back hurricanes at the end of September and the beginning of October, and you would never know it looking at the course right now. So, hats off to our agronomy team, and as well as the great partnership that we have with the PGA Tour that works with us, on the course all throughout the year. And as a matter of fact, two or three of them are checked into the resort right now, so they'll be here for the next couple of weeks getting it ready for, like you said, March 20th is when the lights come on.
I was going to ask you what all is involved in getting Copperhead Golf Course, the venue for the Valspar, in the best possible shape for the professionals.
Yeah, we do a couple things here. The Copperhead is such a popular course, so we start to kind of limit the rounds as we get into the last month, the month leading into it. So our course, the Copperhead, is closed on Mondays and Tuesdays right now. That not only limits some of the play out there, but it allows our team to get out there and do a lot of the detail work that make it look so special. And then we have We have it open half a day on Wednesday and Thursday. So by limiting that traffic, allowing the grounds crew to go out and do extra detail work, that makes a big difference. We also go cart paths only the month leading into the tournament, which really makes that long rough pop and stand up and not have carts driving on it. So those are a couple of the little things that we do internally that make it great. But like you said, the rough is penalizing. So it really does put in perspective too how good these guys are when you're out there trying to get the ball out of the rough, and then you see them the week of, and you would never know that it's that challenging. They just make it look so easy.
They really do. But even they know they need to keep it on the fairway at Copperhead for sure. Well, you know, I ran into Tracy West, the tournament director of the Valspar Championship at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. And I was telling her just how much fun the Valspar is, you know, and the signage, and it's so colorful. And it's just the branding is just brilliant. And when we were there a couple of weeks ago, you know, they were putting up a lot of the hospitality areas and some of the branding, some of the signage was already up. And it's so much fun, that tournament. They really do a great job with it.
They do, and you know, and I always tip my hat to Tracy too, because she has really made the golf tournament, like you said, it's fun, right? Like I've said this numerous times over the years, you don't even need to like golf to come out and have a good time at Valspar, right? I mean, there's so many other activities and things going on. Obviously, we have the big concert on Saturday night, which is going to be really cool. It always is. Cooking demonstrations, a lot of good activities for kids and veterans and things of that nature. So they really do a great job, and they've done a great job over the years of elevating that event. So, and you're right. And a lot of people tell me this, I'm probably a little biased, but they'll tell me that they go around to different PGA Tour events and that Valspar just has a really good vibe in the atmosphere. And I think that's a credit to Tracy and her team, but it's also how the community around here really embraces the tournament. You know, Rondae Barber, Hall of Fame, Buccaneers cornerback. He's heavily involved with the Copperheads and the event, and it just really is a great community event. And so, yeah, we're looking forward to it. It is the most colorful event on tour.
It certainly is. And they think of everything. Last year, I was honored to be one of the keynote speakers at the Women's Executive Day, the Monday of the Valspar Championship week. And there were over 200, 250 women there, just dynamite women from all different industries. I really enjoyed that. So, yeah, they think of everything. It's a great week. And I understand Jordan Spieth is committed, Justin Thomas, Shane Lowry, obviously defending champion, Peter Malnati. I hope he's gets his game, you know, working again. There's some pretty interesting personalities who will be playing this year.
There is, and those are some great names. I think we're going to have one of our better fields that we've had. I mean, the feedback from the players is always that they really enjoy playing the Copperhead course because it's just a great fair golf course, right? We've had people win over the years that you would consider, like Gary Woodland is a long hitter on you know, even back in the day, Mark Calcavecchia was a long hitter on tour. But you know, no offense to the Luke Donalds and the Jim Furyks of the world, like you do not have to be a long hitter. It's just a fair golf course. It rewards great shots, and staying out of the rough is key. So I think the year 2018 when Tiger played, he had an interview after his round, and I think he said he didn't use it. He either didn't use his driver at all that day, or he used it one time, I think maybe on five, which is one of the par fives. And so it just goes to show like what a great golf course that is in a day and age where you do see a lot of golf courses just getting longer and longer and longer. And you don't have to do that on the Copperhead because one tee shot might require you to move it a little bit from right to left. The next one might be left to right. The greens are very subtle. Obviously, we've talked about the rough. So it's just a really fair golf course. Not a whole lot of water that you'll see on the golf course. It's just a fair, tough track.
It's not a signature event. The purse is 8.7 million. 1.72 million will go to the winner, along with 500 Federal Express points. I don't know how you feel about these signature events, but it doesn't seem to take away from the personality of the Valspar and how much the community really rallies around this tournament.
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, and I think it does speak to the golf course, right? Like, we would love to be an elevated event, and but because we're not, I think it's extra impressive that the Jordans, the JTs, the Shane Lowrys of the world, we've got a lot of great past champions, and they always make it a point to come play here because they do enjoy the track so much. So I think, as you mentioned that, you're right. And I think, again, it just bodes well for how much the players enjoy coming and playing Copperhead at the Valspar.
And if you're going to play as a just to have fun, right, throughout, the rest of the year, not only do you have the golf courses, but you have the incredible spa, you have the culinary, you have the swimming pools. There's something for everyone there. You have, biking and the beautiful trails and the walks. So we always enjoy our experience there at Innisbrook, Bobby.
Yeah, if you've never been here, you've got to come check it out. We're obviously the Copperhead gets a lot of praise, and as rightfully it should. But a lot of our members and guests would say that the island course might even be a tougher layout. It truly is. We have tournaments all the time that play one round on the Copperhead, one on the island, and the island's always a shot or two harder. But it's just a beautiful golf course. The South Course is just a fun course to go out and play. You mentioned all the activities with restaurants and spa. One thing I would say too about the Copperhead Clubhouse is we just did a renovation on our Packard Steakhouse,
That's
and
right. It was beautiful.
I think you ate there when you were
We
here
did.
last. And I tell you what, in the food and beverage world, it can be very subjective sometimes. You could be at a table and somebody's like, "Oh, this steak is the best one I've ever had," and then the person next to him's like, "I don't know about mine." In 1 year now, we renovated the Packard Steakhouse last year, reopened it in March, right before Valspar. I don't think I've had one single complaint, and everybody that eats there, I mean, we renovated the building, which was nice, but we also renovated the menu, and it's just phenomenal. So
It
again,
really
if you
is.
like, if you like to play golf, you should come here. If you're a foodie, you should come here. If you like to do recreational things, you should come here. So it's really, truly a special place. And if you've never been here, I highly encourage it. You don't even need a car when you get here, right? We shuttle you around, we move all
That's
your
right.
clubs around. So
You don't
it
have to
it
leave the property. As I said, there's something for everyone. And speaking of that steak, I put on social media, I've eaten at some of the best steakhouses in the world in my day, and that's right up there, Packard's, as one of the top steakhouses. It was just the culinary was just extraordinary, and the service is always wonderful. So I have to give you a good plug for that as well. And I understand Salamander, who owns Innisbrook, is now going to be managing PGA National in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, home of the Cognizant Classic. So that's exciting.
Yeah. How cool is that, right? Like Salamander now has two of the four Florida Swing tournaments. So, yeah, it's a really exciting time for us here. I mean, there's a great synergy when you have, we're on the west coast of Florida. PGA National is more kind of on the southern east coast, so we've got both coasts now, and between their 5.5 golf courses and our 3.5 golf courses, it's really exciting for our team. It's exciting for our members to be able to go over there and then come over here. But yeah, how cool is that? They have the bear trap, we have the snake pit, and again, I think Valspar is going to show really well on TV. So we couldn't be more excited about having them under the umbrella now.
I love that. The bear trap to the snake pit. Some treacherous
Yes,
holes of golf for sure, but quite the challenge and so exhilarating to play for sure. Bobby, it's always a pleasure to catch up. Continued success as interim general manager at Innisbrook Resort.
thank you so much. It is always great to catch up with you. We appreciate the coverage, and we look forward to your next visit.
Thanks so much, Bobby Barnes.
Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IB Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IB Cool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.